We begin with new developments in the ongoing battle over the expansion of the light rail into South Phoenix. At the end of last year, a group of those opposed to the light rail, who call themselves Building a Better Phoenix, submitted 40,000 signatures in an effort to end all future light rail spending, including the expansion into South Phoenix. If approved, the initiative would divert those light rail funds to things like bus service and road repairs. But now a lawsuit has been filed to try to stop that effort. The Arizona chapter of the Associated General Contractors of America filed the suit yesterday, alleging that the Building a Better Phoenix campaign misled voters who signed the petition and illegally paid its signature gatherers. This morning, we bring you both sides of this debate, and we begin with David Martin, president of the Arizona chapter of the AGC. So, David, first, tell us, what's your stake in this? Why are contractors concerned about light rail funding?
Well, we're involved in almost every infrastructure campaign that is brought to the voters. So we believe that our integrity is on the line here. Specifically, when we campaign on behalf of our cities and counties for infrastructure plans, we're the ones that underwrite those campaigns. And so when we say to the voters, hey, look, this is what the plan is, we believe that we need to be held accountable to voters. And this plan has been voted on 3 times, right? It's also been affirmed by the council. So that's why we become engaged, because of our integrity.
Yeah, and contractors, I'm sure, would be benefiting from the jobs in this when this gets underway in terms of construction, right?
We represent all contractors throughout the state. We represent contractors that do light rail, that do roads, buildings, et cetera.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about this lawsuit then that you filed and the arguments you're making here. The first allegation here is that the language was misleading in there. What do you mean by that? What's confusing here?
So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that the petition gatherers did not convey to the folks that were signing the petitions that this, in fact, affected existing light rail. And that's a big omission.
How does it affect existing light rail?
Well, the funding it takes additional funding away from existing light rail.
And then the other thing that you're alleging here is that they illegally paid their signature gatherers per signature, right? Where did you find the proof for this?
We had folks that are engaged in the industry cross-check that, and I haven't heard them once. They haven't declined that once, saying that they didn't do that. As a matter of fact, what they are saying is that the law allows them to do it.
Okay, so I want to talk about the broader issue here then. I mean, the light rail issue. This is something you say that the Building a Better Phoenix campaign is trying to upend the will of the voters here. And like you said, this has been voted on multiple times before. But don't you think if it goes to another vote, it would still do that, right? Like it would still give the voters a chance to, if they support it again. And maybe they're just a better informed group of voters now who knows a little bit more about what they're getting into.
The issue at hand is getting it to the ballot, okay? We're not going to debate the issue of whether or not it goes to the voters at this point in time. We're going to discuss the issue of whether they did it correctly. They did not do it correctly. We're clear in our assertion on that, and we'll find out in court whether or not they agree with us.
Yeah. So it seems like no one's super surprised that there was a lawsuit filed over this because this has been such a contentious debate. I wonder, in general, when you look at the expansion of the light rail, particularly in South Phoenix, where this Building a Better Phoenix campaign is, and the concerns that those folks are voicing, do you think that there's something to that? Like, do you think there's something to their arguments that they, you know, haven't had a voice in this and that it's going to hurt their neighborhood in a way that they're worried about?
That debate's been had. The council voted 6-2 to approve the South Central Rail Line. That's not what this issue is about. This issue is about the integrity of the ballot process and the initiative process. We have asserted on two fronts, A, that they misled the signers, mm-hmm. and B, that they paid the circulators per signature, which is against the law. That's where we are on this issue.
So going forward, what's next? This will be heard in court, and how far are you willing to take this?
We're willing to take this to the appellate level. I don't think this, something like this goes to the Supreme Court level, but we're willing to take it to the appellate level if things don't go our way.
All right. That's David Martin, president of the Arizona chapter of the Associated General Contractors of America. David, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
On the other side of this debate sits Susan Godino, treasurer for Building a Better Phoenix, who says she got involved in the battle surrounding light rail in Phoenix because she's concerned about emergency vehicles getting into her neighborhood once light rail construction gets underway. As far as paying for signature gatherers, Godino says the law prohibiting that only applies to state initiatives, not municipal ones like theirs. I spoke with her earlier this morning more about the lawsuit and her concerns about expanding light rail into her community in South Phoenix.
With the construction, it is going to have less access for people to go into the businesses. And you know what? There's a lot of these are small mom and pop shops that have been going on for decades. They're not going to be able to survive the construction. And you got to think about that. I mean, I know some people are saying that well, they're failing anyway. And it's like, well, just because they're not making millions of dollars within a few years doesn't mean they're failing. If they can provide for their family and keep returning customers to keep their business going, I see that as a success. Mm-hmm. And some people don't see it that way. But then also the light rail, it brings crime and homelessness. And we already have crime. We don't need more crime.
So I want to ask you about this lawsuit that's just been filed by the Arizona chapter of the Associated General Contractors of America. And it alleges a couple of things about the campaign, the signatures that Building a Better Phoenix has gathered, that there's confusing language in the petitions that were circulated and that the campaign illegally paid signature gatherers per signature. What's your response to these allegations?
Gosh, it's a baseless lawsuit. It's just frivolous. They're reaching for something. They can't really find anything. And when this was brought to my attention, the lawsuit, I forwarded on to our attorney, and I did talk to him regarding it. And he let me know, of course, there's a statute in there regarding paying for signatures, and they're looking at it on a state level and not on a city level or municipal level. So mm-hmm. We are clear on that. And I think they're just reaching. It's no surprise that we're getting a lawsuit because we know the city is trying to fight it. The city wants this light rail. And I don't know, they're trying to fight us so much instead of just letting us go to the ballot. Why are they so scared to let it go to the ballot and let the people vote on it?
So,
but the city, if it's such a great idea, I don't know why they're fighting us about it.
So voters, though, have already voted on this issue, right? Like the vast majority of voters in South Phoenix approved this idea several years ago. Why do you think it's important for it to go back for another vote at this point when, you know, it's pretty late in the process and there's a lot of federal funding on the line?
First of all, it was a special election in August and it was very low turnout. So the majority of those voters voted for it, but it wasn't all of South Phoenix. And then also, the people that voted for it, they weren't really informed of what they were voting for. I mean, there was a lot of wording, a lot of verbiage, and people just didn't know what they were voting for. They were thinking, oh, it's money, and it's this. But here, let's put it back to the ballot. We know what the light rail brings. They'll be informed of what they're voting for, mm-hmm. light rail or no light rail.
Yeah. So let's say, Susan, that this goes back to the ballot and it's approved again. Would you continue this fight or would you say, you know, that seems to be the will of the people in this area?
That's the will of the people.
Okay.
I mean, because we're getting the word out. But I think from what I've seen and from what going out and talking to people, we've gotten a lot of support. I mean, I'm getting tons of emails each day from people from all over Phoenix, not just South Phoenix, not just along where the light rail goes. People are emailing me, asking me, saying, way to go. How can I help? How can I support? What can I do?
All right. That's Susan Godino, the treasurer for Building a Better Phoenix. Susan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.